Looking out of the North Lawn behind Westlands, you'll see a few iconic SLC landmarks. To your left, you'll see a marble outdoor theater. That's the Remy. Originally built by architect-sculptor Horton O'Neill in Connecticut in the 1930s, the 200-seat Greek-style theater was gifted and relocated to SLC in 2018. The Remy is frequently used as a picturesque space for performances, community gatherings, and even the occasional class. The green expanse in front of you is the North Lawn, home to many students' favorite building, the Tea House. The small stone building houses a completely student-run space, selling tea, coffee, and homemade baked goods. That means every chai latte or homemade vegan pumpkin bar is made with love by one of your peers. Looking west from the Tea House, you'll see Rothschild, Garrison, and Taylor, traditional-style dorms with a variety of room options with communal kitchens and bathrooms. You'll see more housing to the east with Dudley Lawrence, Titsworth, and Osiris, three of the original dorms on campus, which primarily have two-room suites. These are just a few of the many dorms, which vary widely in style. There are apartments, suites, co-ops, family homes converted to student housing, and more traditional dorms, like what you might see in a movie at a college. There are also specialized dorms, including single-sex housing, substance-free housing, and four co-ops centered around themes like sustainability and social justice. The North Lawn itself is a popular place to hang out and celebrate SLC traditions, like the annual outdoor screening of The Princess Bride. Carrie Elways, who plays the masked hero Wesley, is an alum of the college. The North Lawn also hosts many music festivals like Fall Fest and Bacchanalia, featuring student and local bands from New York.